Comprendre un document audio ou vidéo. Question 2.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Who Wants to Know More? This is Jimmy speaking, and today I'm with Jane and Ben, two 19-year-old teenagers who are going to share both their wonderful and awful experiences about woofing in Australia.
Hello, Jimmy. Thank you for having me here.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you.
So, first, let's learn more about woofing with Julia.
Thank you, Jimmy. So, first of all, woofing was created in 1971 in England. It quickly became popular and attracted more and more people. As a result, woofing is now present in over 100 countries all around the world. Moreover, woofing means worldwide opportunities on organic farms, although this is quite a recent name, as it only appeared in 2000, replacing the previous acronym, Willing Workers on Organic Farms. Finally, most people who engage in woofing are around 18, but you can still do it, even if you are 50, of course. So, to conclude, it is open to everyone.
Thank you, Julia. Woofing sounds like a great opportunity for people willing to travel and discover new cultures. Let's hear about Jane and Ben's woofing experiences.
I think woofing is a wonderful experience. I absolutely loved my time in Australia. I met amazing people who taught me important things about nature and the environment. And I believe that I'm now a better person thanks to them. I also think that volunteering is a great experience because helping people is necessary and it also helps you to be more open-minded.
I completely disagree with you. My experience was completely different. I felt almost like a slave because I was working 24/7 and I didn't enjoy my time in Australia at all. I didn't do anything except work. So I think volunteering, especially woofing, is free labour, and I'm dead against that. I agree with you when you say that volunteering is important, but not with woofing. You can help differently. You can work in a charity shop, for example, or help the homeless in the street. But I hated woofing.